Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
Peakless, you had an article last week that we just barely got to that suggested, it's Time Magazine, by the way. This is not some kind of, Alex Jones or Art Bell article. Suggested,
although you couldn't tell from the content.
Right. It's suggesting that there was in fact a conspiracy to not rig, but fortify the 2020 election for Joe Biden. Now, I don't know what that means. Fortify sounds to me like rig, but whatever. And
there's a lot of doublespeak in this article. We're not rigging the election. We're just fortifying it. And, for democracy, because what really gets in the way of democracy is not having a secret cabal of people run the thing.
Yes. Our government today doesn't resemble much of a democracy. It much more resembles an oligarchy. But, that's Princeton University saying that, not me.
Oh, yeah.
The idea that people can insert themselves into government and make it so that one party or another takes over sounds like a ridiculous notion until you realize that Democrats have been accusing Republicans of doing it for years in the form of gerrymandering. So the idea that
as if they're not doing the exact same thing.
Right. Well, I mean, that's to propose one party is evil and the other party is good.
Yeah, I mean, the Democrats are the ones who went to the Supreme Court demanding gerrymandering, so...
The thing that is most distinguishing about this is just that it's not as bad as it could be, sure, but it's just this much is what's admitted to.
Right. This is what's admitted to. This is the news that is fit to print.
Right.
What isn't?
So these are the tendrils of control that are worth, everyone knowing about.
Yeah.
So, they start out with, why this was all so necessary, but a weird thing happened after the November 3rd election. Nothing. The nation was braced for chaos. Liberal groups had vowed to take to the streets, planning hundreds of protests across the country. Right-wing militias were girded for battle. In a poll before Election Day, 75% of Americans voiced concern about violence. Instead, an eerie quiet descended as President Trump refused to concede. The response was not mass action, but crickets.
Except for the insurrection? How old is this article?
There was an unauthorized tour of the U.S. Capitol, but at this point, we've been. New York Times has retracted its claim of the officer being killed by these people. At this point, we have no idea who died on the state's side of this insurrection.
When media organizations called the race for Joe Biden on November 7th, jubilation broke out instead as people thronged cities across the U.S. to celebrate the democratic process that resulted in Trump's ouster. And I would like to say, citation needed. I mean...
Some people did, sure.
I don't remember thronging jubilation, but okay.
Oh, it depends on where you were. Where we were, none.
Democrats were all hiding in their house, so you have to just believe that they were celebrating.
Yep. A second,
I can tell you they are. Whenever I talk to one of my Democrat friends, they're like, "Yay! Yippee!"
Yeah, that was what struck me as odd about this part. It's like, well, wait a second. From what I've seen, the most concerned about the pandemic people are the Democrats. I don't think they would throng somewhere to celebrate so much as, privately in their own homes.
You can't get COVID while fighting white supremacy.
That's a good point. I forgot about that. It's a very woke virus. It's very sensitive to politics and timing.
However, you can definitely be at a super spreader event if you go to Sturgis, where all the Republicans are.
Naturally. A second odd thing happened amid Trump's attempts to reverse the result. Corporate America turned on him. I read that and I'm like, when was corporate America exactly on his side?
So this is true when it comes to elections. The more people that vote, the more likely the Democrat wins. And that's just the way it is. Why? Well, you can determine what you want to determine. Maybe some people are marginalized. But probably more likely, the people who have less time or inclination to go vote are probably people with low information that can be more likely suckered in with a claim that you're going to get a $2,000 check or the government's going to give you something for free. That's my presumption on it. As far as I'm concerned, there ought to be a test to see whether or not you can vote. There's a test to see whether you can drive or not.
If you have to be convinced, I don't think that you should necessarily be making decisions like that.
Well, the problem, of course, with a test to see if you can vote is that whoever determines that test has all of the power.
Indeed. Right now, we currently do have a test to see whether people vote or not, though. It's called the U.S. Citizenship Test. And if we administered it to citizens, people who were born here, people who had the sheer luck of being spit out of a womb right here in the good old U.S. of A., if we actually administered – it's 50 questions in case you wondered. Mm-hmm. If we administered 10 questions on one of these automated reader things, 10 questions, and you had to get X number right. Eight.
And you have your phone with you.
Right. You know.
I'm sure you all know that the U.S. just attacked Syria, and the U.S. must stay out of the Middle East altogether. I know that's easy said. Joseph Stalin Biden, that's his new name. He is Joseph Stalin Biden. He's a dictator. Is trying to widen a war against America's ultimate enemy, which is Iran. Now, President Trump, as you know, was pulling numerous American troops out of Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Middle East in general. Now, Biden is trying to go out of his way to widen the war with Syria, hoping to start a major war against Iran.
You don't think maybe it's Russia that they're trying to go after? Trying to start a conflict with Russia, too?
You know, you never know with the U.S. government. If they do that, that's a suicide mission.
It looks like the Russia thing is planned for a cold war rather than a hot war.
Russia's not going to like it if, Russia sunk their teeth into Syria.
But will they nuke us over it, which is the question for the rulers, because two nuclear superpowers going to war, rulers don't survive that. It's about the only thing they don't survive, so it's about the only thing they won't do.
Agreed. Unless we could somehow get Putin and Joe Biden to fight with short swords and bucklers over this. I mean, because that's a fair way. Ladies and gentlemen, your kids dying over the disagreements of multi-decamillionaires? Don't do it.
A second odd thing happened amid Trump's attempt to reverse the results. Corporate America turned on him. Hundreds of major business leaders, many of whom had backed Trump's candidacy and supported his policies, called on him to concede. To the president, something felt amiss. Quote, "It was all very, very strange," unquote, Trump said on December 2nd. Quote, "Within days after the election, we witnessed an orchestrated effort to anoint the winner, even while many key states were still being counted."
I can tell you when I watched the election and they shut down the counting in Atlanta, I said, oh, this is rigged. Now, I may or may not have been wrong. I don't know the answer to that, but it didn't feel good.
It was the first openly rigged federal election.
I mean, they can, in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, they can vote at midnight on the day of the election, and it's not a problem. But the idea that we'd keep volunteer vote counters up past 10, oh, we can't do that. That's ridiculous. I mean, like, I will concede this much. There need to be some federal rules on elections if it's going to be a federal election. Otherwise, this is just going to continue to happen.
You were mentioning Israel, yep. And I can't tell you how many times I have brought up the subject of, you know, the blank, I don't know, blank checks, but the big checks you give to Israel, a very wealthy country. And when I bring that up, I'm labeled like a Hitler, you know? Or if I say, like, you know, I have some sympathy for these Palestinians that are peaceful, and that most of them are, you know, I'm like, oh, get the hell out of America. You know, you're anti-Semite.
Leave America because you don't like another country.
Yeah,
it's not America.
Oh, okay.
That's an odd one.
Yeah, it doesn't. It is a very strange situation. We've had callers on both sides.
They're
of
richer
this.
Than we are.
Yeah, right. And I can tell you this, they don't need the U.S.'s protection. Israel simply does not, like, if I think that part of this is keeping the dog on the chain is part of what it is, because I think that if Israel was absolutely let off the chain, they might just go ahead and expand their borders dramatically and cause sort of a destabilization in the international sphere, and then the U.S. feels like they'd have to step back in. So, of course,
but then they say that, oh, this is our promised lands, but I never thought the Golan Heights was part of the promised lands. You know what I mean?
In a way, Trump was right. There was a conspiracy unfolding behind the scenes, one that both curtailed the protests and coordinated the resistance from CEOs. And I've got to pause right there and say, okay, curtailed the protests. Like, it's like sort of a passing thought in this article, but it's a profound implication that the Black Lives Matter protests, all of these left protests, which, you know, had the appearance of and were touted as sort of this, you know, grassroots movement that just spontaneously occurred. No. These were all coordinated events. They can turn them on and off like a faucet. And I know that a lot of people voted Democrat because they wanted these to stop. And here you have an admission.
That's called negotiating with terrorists, and you shouldn't do it.
Right. And here you have an admission from the terrorists. Yes, we specifically coordinated to stop the protests at a particular point.
Because just like when I said when they gave those people what they wanted when they burned the police station to the ground, that was incredibly stupid. Whether I wanted it to happen is a separate issue. It was incredibly stupid on the police department's part to arrest the guy who they wanted arrested because they burned down the police station.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy, so I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
You know, I call this wondering about libertarians and where they stood on the Texas automatic payment plan with those electric companies. Are you familiar with what happened in Texas last week?
Well, I'll give the rundown. You tell me how far off I am, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So there was a 100-year storm, which seemed to be happening about every 10 years now. A 100-year storm occurs, freezes up like the windmills and stuff like that. Energy becomes scarce. The power companies have the customers on some kind of situation where they're being paid, where they're paying for the cost per kilowatt hour as its, you know, delivery cost or something like that. And the cost goes way up, like $1,000 a kilowatt hour or something like that. People get their credit cards dinged for $3,000, and now they have to go sue to get their money back. Some of them have their money back. Some of them don't have their money back, but yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. Is that right?
Well, it's only partially. Wind is only, at the time, it was only 2% of the production at the time.
Okay.
And the nuclear power plant also went down. If you're going to be tied to the government, then the government has to provide equal justice. And the power company can't charge you less than, like, the rich man's going to be paying the same rate as the poor man. Per kilowatt hour.
Okay, so in Louisiana, they have CLECO and Energy. And that's close to y'all. New Hampshire, I have Eversource, but that's kind of far away. CLECO and Energy have government-granted monopolies in the regions that they are in Louisiana. Therefore, they are not private companies. They are government agencies. And you don't have the same obligations to a government agency, quote, debt, that you do to a private sector debt. So
equal justice is what I'm talking about. And see what the scam was here in California and Texas. And you're right to note that Texas is an island. They intentionally created an island so that the federal government couldn't charge them for this fleecing. Because $71 billion was stolen from California 20 years ago. in this, about the same amount of time, 2 weeks or so. But in Texas, if they intentionally made it so that they're unregulated by the federal government...
In a way, Trump was right. There was a conspiracy unfolding behind the scenes, one that both curtailed the protests and coordinated the resistance from CEOs.
Now, it doesn't take much to figure out that the author of this story is probably a leftist of some sort. That seems to... The very idea that he says Trump is right is amazing.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest purposes of this is that it's sort of a test case. Like, can we get our voters to defend this idea? Can we get the people who wanted Trump out of office at any cost to defend in conversation the lengths that we had to go to now that we are starting to admit a few of them? And, yeah, there's a...
What are those lengths?
Well, like I covered a second ago, the curtailed the protests. Who knew that was a thing you could do? We can just call up the right people and they'll go, okay, guys, I know you want to protest, but just hold on a second.
Right. No one's ever, you know, I've gone to more than one protest. No one's ever rang me up and said, hey, could you not go to this one?
Mm.
You know, hey.
Yep. So the curtailing protests and coordinating the resistance from CEOs. Both surprises were the result of an informal alliance between left-wing activists and business titans. Well, as they say, the extraordinary shadow effort was dedicated not to winning the vote, but to ensuring that it would be a free, fair, credible, and uncorrupted vote.
Well, that's the thing is that they decided to roll out. This is the part. One of the parts about this that bothers me is Trump was elected in a world where you couldn't necessarily just sit at home and vote. You know, that's not what an absentee ballot is. An absentee ballot says that, you know, you're going to be absent from town, or maybe you're too ill, or, you know, there's a few things out there that.
And you really just have to be smart enough to lie. They don't come check your house to make sure you're not there. Like.
Yes.
It's really silly.
It's true. You know, when you're like, for instance, when I voted absentee here in New Hampshire, the town in which you live in New Hampshire is rarely the place that you are all day. Right. I mean, you know, people live in one town, work in another, grocery shop in another, because these are small places. They're tiny. And so I had to swear that I was going to be absent from town that day on such and such day. Well, absent doesn't mean absent the entire day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. or whenever they do voting. I don't know. It just means absent. So if you were absent for 1 minute, you would have been absent from town. And that would have been an accurate statement.
Quote, every attempt to interfere with the proper outcome of this election was defeated, says Ian Bassin, co-founder of Protect Democracy, a nonpartisan rule of law advocacy group. That's one thing about this article. They go over and over about how nonpartisan and bipartisan. It's like, yep. See, there were Republicans that hated Trump, too.
There are Republicans. I mean, all you have to do
Shocker.
Is see what Mitch McConnell was willing to do when Trump got out of office. A good percentage of the Senate turned on him immediately. Now, maybe they didn't think it was there was any point in impeaching him. I would say that it is unconstitutional to impeach somebody who's not the president, and Trump wasn't the president. Are they going to impeach me next? I'm not the president.
I would actually disagree with you on that, but
go ahead.
So the constitutionality, I actually agree with the decision that it is constitutional to impeach someone who isn't in office.
Defend it, please.
Because it keeps you from getting in office again.
What does that have to do with the constitutionality of the trial?
Doesn't it say that the...
Well, the Constitution's extremely permissive on this point. Yes, they can, in fact, impeach you for picking your nose if that's what the Senate wants to do.
Yes, but am I... when I'm not president?
Yes.
Okay.
And that will mean...
So it's
that,
not impeachment
of the
president.
And that will mean that there will never be a Mark Edge president.
Oh,
if they successfully impeach you.
I think we can bet money on that today.
Are you or are you not the one that used to farm hogs?
I did. I farmed hogs for years. We had at my house up to 52 of them. It was 52 souls at one point.
Well, we've both been knee deep in excrement.
Yes, we have.
I think the furthest I ever went was 22 chitlins from one sow.
That is pretty impressive to get a sow to do. Did she keep them all?
No, it was bad. It was winter. Yeah. It was ugly. Mm.
Yeah.
And I was not ill. I was ill trained in how to make hog stalls and such. Yeah. I mean, it made me real sad. I moved from a farm to a property, and I wasn't set up to do what the hell I needed to do.
Nature is a harsh mistress, that's for sure.
Yes, 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 she is.
Yeah.
But anyway, I believe the election was stolen. I mean, with all this stuff that went down in Portland, and there was bombs and bricks and bats and whatnot being dropped off in all corners of the country. And it's ill-conceived to even believe that this wasn't contrived.
If they wanted a fair and just voting system, we'd have it. This isn't a mystery, ladies and gentlemen.
And not to mention transparent, absolutely transparent.
And you could vote from your phone, and you wouldn't even have to go to the office. All you'd have to do is go scan a QR code that sits on Town Hall's door or wherever you vote. You say, bloop, bloop. This is my voting location. You scan it one time, and then you're good for every election, if they really want people's opinion. But pretty soon they'll find out that, oh, now the other side's figured out how to get their opinion heard, and they don't want those opinions heard. Anyway, it's frustrating.
So going on with the quote of Ian Bassin, the co-founder of Protect Democracy, but it's massively important for the country to understand that it didn't happen accidentally. The system didn't work magically. Democracy is not self-executing. And that's why the participants want, end of the quote, that's why the participants want the secret history of the 2020 election told, even though it sounds like a paranoid fever dream, a well-funded cabal of powerful people ranging across industries and ideologies, working together behind the scenes to influence perceptions, change rules and laws, steer media coverage, and control the flow of information. Even though it sounds like a paranoid fever dream, a well-funded cabal of powerful people ranging across industries and ideologies, working together behind the scenes to influence perceptions, change rules and laws, steer media coverage, and control the flow of information. You know, that sounds legit.
Yeah, right. We had to do it to have a fair election.
It's important that we control the flow of information.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise it won't be a legitimate election.
One of the previous quotes that we heard said that
that might be the very next sentence.
Okay.
They were not rigging the election; they were fortifying it.
I love that.
So, like with iron or vitamin D, or is this milk?
Like breakfast cereal.
And they believe that the public needs to understand the system's fragility in order to ensure that democracy in America endures.
That sounds like a mafia threat. You need to understand the fragility of the system.
anything you do with a fake Italian accent sounds like a mafia threat. You need to understand the fragility of the situation. What is it? Give me the quote one more time.
Hang on. Sorry, I was going somewhere else here for a second. And they believe the public needs to understand the system's fragility in order to ensure that democracy in America endures.
You need to understand the fragility so that democracy is going to endure here in America. Is the amount of money in circulation the number of bills and coins that exist? Is it the amount that's available in people's checking accounts to be spent on their debit cards? Is it the money that's in their money markets and savings accounts that can be very quickly moved over to their checking accounts and spent? So these are all different forms of money, and I believe they're called, in fact, M1, M2, M3. What I don't know is, what is M0? Because I know it exists.
I think M0 is just the dollars and cents, like the
just coins or bills.
Yeah, I think
both.
It's either coins and bills, or it's coins, bills, and checking accounts, but not, what was it?
It's cash and coins.
Oh, there you go.
So you can call in and tell us 603-283-6160. But one thing that would disturb me greatly is if they started counting the money differently or not counting it at all.
Yeah. So M1 and M2 are not great. Well, They're not great for telling you how much Federal Reserve notes are in circulation slash existence. It's the closest that I'm aware of that we have. They're not going to give you like real numbers, right?
No.
But it's fairly good. It's the closest that you're going to get.
I'm telling you right now, these liars and thieves are stealing your wealth. They're not stealing it in the sense you've given them this power. You voted for these crap holes and you gave them this power. But if you want to protect your family, because that's who you're responsible for, if you want to protect them, today's the day you need to start thinking about this stuff. They are telling you, listen to people, they'll tell you who they are. They're telling you they're liars. They're stopping reporting important financial data. There's only a few things you can do. You can buy things of value. Maybe those things are toilet paper. Maybe those things are, ammunition. Maybe you're going to take on...
If you can get ammunition anymore.
Right, it's very difficult.
Yeah, there's a shortage of that. Surprise, surprise.
I'm going through the things that I wouldn't do right now. But maybe you're going to take on some real estate and you can get a fixed rate for that loan. If you can get a fixed rate real estate loan and interest rates skyrocket, you're going to be in real nice shape. Those are real things. You can touch a house, you can touch ammunition, you can touch toilet paper. Maybe you're going to go into metals. Things are looking good. Maybe we're talking gold and silver, maybe even some of these wild metals out there.
Since you mention it, I am pretty skeptical about interest rates skyrocketing because it seems to be the general plan to keep them artificially low.
I want to give the definitions of what M0, M1, M2, M3 are.
Right.
So understand that each one of these includes everything underneath it. So M0 is money. It's just the cash money, baby. M0 includes money in circulation plus checkable deposits in banks. So checkable, I believe, means you can write a check on it.
Right.
M2 is, let's see, it may include savings accounts. I'm not entirely sure on that. M2 includes money market mutual funds and saving deposits less than $100,000. So M2 includes savings accounts. This is why there's a distinction between checking accounts and savings accounts. You always wonder, well, what is it? There's not like there's interest on either of these things. It barely even matters. M3 is large time deposits in banks. So like CDs and these sorts of things. I believe that M3 stopped being reported back in like 2004.
Which is definitely news to me and makes this much more terrifying if that's the case.
Yeah, that has M3 has not been reported at least for a while. I don't go back page.
And I find that kind of surprising because of the ways of accounting for how much money you have.
Right.
M3 is the one that the Federal Reserve has the most control over.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.